You're with Paul Makin. On a Friday, this time we talk to our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, and he's on the line. G'day, Richard.
G'day, Paul. Paul, before we start, I've got to tell you, I can't get au pairs into the country for you.
Listen, what's an au pair anyway?
It's usually some hot-looking girl from a European country coming to supposedly, with italics, look after the kids. And apologies to anybody out there with an au pair that I might be denigrating, because I'm sure they do a wonderful job, Paul.
So basically, they're a babysitter.
Yes. I think they're supposed to sit around, look really nice, and look after the kids.
That is so sexist.
I know. But have you ever seen a photo of an au pair that looked like, let's say, Hazel from many, many years ago? Have you ever seen an au pair that looked like that?
Okay, well, I think we'll move on.
If you don't know who Hazel is, Google it.
Hazel, of course, from the TV show.
Hazel. Black and white TV show, kids. So, yeah. And a tenant. She looked a tiny bit like Mr. Ed, but that's denigrating the poor woman.
Oh, Wilbur. Remember Mr. Ed? Wasn't he great?
Oh, I love Mr. Ed. Yes.
Hi, Wilbur. Yeah, good fun. Good fun. Now, look, we're not here to talk about old TV shows.
No.
In fact, I'll tell you what, there's Big Apple news. We have the date and you're going to be up into the early hours of the morning.
Yes, next Thursday, September 13th, I've got to get up at 2 a.m. in the morning to listen to all the news, because believe it or not, my phone starts going at about 5 a.m. on that day, because Apple really take the whole publicity out of September. There's all the Apple rumours that come out, and then they make the announcement. So the big key out of this is don't buy a new iPhone at the moment. We should expect the new iPhones to go on sale Friday, the 21st of September. So you can order them from your telco. You'll be able to do online ordering from the, I'd say, September the 14th should go online then. Again, we're going to expect three new iPhones, the 5.8-inch one with the OLED screen. Now, there's going to be a 6.5-inch one, Paul. Huge, huge display on it.
Absolutely.
That's going to be called the rumors coming down this morning. This is hot off the press, the iPhone Max. So they're going to have Max as a brand. And there'll be a lower cost 6.1-inch one as well. The display will look okay, but not as good as the OLED displays. No home buttons, Paul. All Face ID, all edge-to-edge displays on there. They'll be quicker, they'll be faster. And I can guarantee you they'll be the best iPhones Apple has ever made.
Well, they always say that, don't they? And then they're superseded again.
Exactly right. That's why it's always the best iPhone that Apple has ever made. They say it every year.
Now, an iPhone 8. There's been a few problems with iPhone 8.
There has been. Now, I'll put a post up on the website about this. There could be an issue if you bought your phone between September 2017 and March 2018. You may be having issues. There's a link on my website. You can actually key your number... from your phone in there, and it will come back and say whether it's got to be returned to Apple, and they'll fix it at no cost. So I just thought we'd stick it up there and it's only the iPhone 8, not the iPhone 8 Plus, which is the larger one. So if you've got issues with it, check it out, have a look, and Apple will repair it for you.
Well, hang on, I've got an iPhone 8.
You have, Paul, so you should head over to the site, follow the instructions on there just to make sure that you're not one of the ones that need to be fixed.
Okay, and what's the site for people to go to if they've got an iPhone 8?
TalkTech.com.au. I've put a link up on my site for it, or just if you key in Apple iPhone 8 issue into Google, you'll get the same page, the same link in there. But I put a quick explanation up on my site for it.
Now, Richard, you want to talk about a gaming story that was on the popular Sunday night program on Channel 9, 60 Minutes.
Oh, look, I do, Paul. I think it's a very, very interesting thing. And, you know, a lot of time, Paul, I'll go and see clients and things and have to deal with this sort of thing that we saw on 60 Minutes on Sunday night. So, you know, we saw a group of parents. I've got to say, they appear to have their own issues as well, because they struggled with their kids off games. Now, Paul, these same parents pay for the game, they pay for the console, they pay for the TV and they pay for the internet connection every month for these kids to play online. Mm. Now, a lot of the time those parents didn't grow up with video games and they look at the issue from the outside. What this story didn't cover was some of the benefits, I've got to say, of gaming, and parents out there should really pay attention to what I'm saying. They learn collaboration, they learn teamwork, they learn socializing online is just the modern method of talking with their friends at night. Now, where gaming crosses the line is where the child isn't engaging at any level with family, friends, or particularly when they're absent from school. That's when it's time to be a parent. Parents that deal with this at an early stage, Paul. They really do. They get on top of this early, not like those parents did on for 60 minutes. So if your child knows the internet goes off at 8 p.m. each night, gotta say that can be done nowadays with some of the modern routers, or if you've got Google Wi-Fi in the house, they don't bother committing to their friends that they'll be on till 10 p.m. or even later because they can't do it, Paul. It's about being a parent. Now, if you have open communication about why you're limiting that access and discussions, you know, it becomes easier to go along and do that, Paul. Now, we all know, Paul, raising kids isn't easy, but parents should never ever forget you have control over what happens in your home. Now, I see some parents that can really do that, but I also see some parents like the ones on Sunday night that can't do it. Got to say, Paul, the answer is not to go on TV and get some TV doctor on there on Sunday night. And really, Paul, he did look like Dr. Nick Riviera from The Simpsons. I've got to say that. to come up with some diagnosis about how your kid has killed their brain, there's nothing you can do about it. You know what you can do about it, Paul? Be a parent.
And
that's
fix
what I'm
it.
Saying to
and
people.
Fix
and
it.
And fix it. Yes.
Absolutely. No, very, very good advice. We're talking to FabFM's tech guy, Richard Pascoe, as we do every Friday at this particular time. Now, we're getting into some personal area here, Richard. When you split up with your partner, there are some little traps.
Look, Paul, there are a lot of traps. And especially, I've got to say, you know, believe it or not, Paul, I go out and see clients with this because they hear me on the radio, Paul, they think they know me, so it's easy for them to talk to me about this. So when you split up from your partners, a lot of things you have to do, especially in, let's call it, an abusive relationship sometimes as well, but you just want that break in your life. So what I get people to do is line up every account that they've got. Doesn't matter what it is. It can Microsoft, Apple, Google, Facebook, Dropbox. We run right through every account. We go along. We change the passwords on all of those accounts. But we also go in and check security questions inside there as well, Paul, because sometimes you can get, let's say, Marion might ring up and go, I know she wouldn't do it, but she knows all the answers to your secret questions, doesn't she, Paul?
She knows everything about me.
Exactly right. So this is what happens. They can ring up and suddenly say, I need to reset my password or I need to get access to that account. So go through. You've got to change all your secret questions. Look if your partner on there is actually the recovery number as well or the recovery email address for that account as well. So you've got to run right through all this. And I always say to people, turn on two-factor authentication. Change the password, turn on two-factor. Now that means, Paul, we give all these companies our mobile phone number. So if somebody gets the password, so your ex-partner gets the password, you will get a message on your phone saying somebody is trying to access your account. Work your way through all these. This is all up on the website, by the way, Paul.
Sure.
But one of the big things is social media. And this is where, you know, partners that have split up and as far as stalking is concerned as well. People always come to me and say, Richard, he was at the cinema. He was at the pub when I was there. You've got to get off social media, but you've also got to be aware that your friends are on social media too. So you might have had your photo taken in a group and they suddenly know, and your ex might be friends with somebody else that you still stay friends with.
That's right.
And what happens is it's that relationship, Paul, that means that they suddenly know where you are. So social media is a really big thing in this. I will say get off social media, but you've got to talk to your friends not to mention you on social media as well and stay out of photos for a while until that relationship settles down.
Is it a big deal to change your phone number, your mobile number?
No, most telcos will let you change your phone number to go in and do this. And that's kind of like an extreme sort of thing to do.
Yeah, it's I know, normally... but I've had somebody close to us that, you know, knows the number and continually texts that other person, and it just goes on and on and on, and it, you know,
it does.
Even restraining orders, you know, it doesn't stop them from texting previous partner.
So, you know, and I've got to say it's about blocking as well, Paul. So, you know, a lot of times if that number comes through, we can block those phone numbers as well, which means you'd never get notified of that as well, and it just doesn't go through. So that's, so always remember, you can always block phone numbers as well. We've been very serious this morning, Paul, haven't we?
We have, but I think it's worth talking about because these things happen in life. You know, they do, you know, everything's lovey-dovey for a while, and then when people split up, and, you know, back in the old days, they had very few ways of doing this, of harassing you. But with the modern technology now, they have a million ways of harassing that other partner.
They do, and you know, I've dealt with couples in abusive relationships, and you know, I really am speaking from experience here at helping people change all of these things out there, that you cannot leave any stone unturned when it comes to your online world.
Absolutely, and just as we close, just repeating, September the 13th, 2 a.m. in Australia for the release of the new iPhones. It's going to be big as usual. They get so much free publicity.
They do, Paul. Yep, the announcement will be made at 2 a.m. So I'm so looking forward to getting up at that time, Paul. Said
well,
no one ever.
Well, you're an early riser, I know that.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. I'll be going back to bed at about 6 o'clock in the morning. No, I won't, because the phone will start ringing.
Absolutely. Now, it gets exciting for guys like you. You love your technology, and you know, it's all happening on September 13th. I'm glad that it's not September 11, as you mentioned, could have been the date.
Yes, it could have been the date. So yeah, I'm very glad about that as well.
Absolutely. All right, tell people again your website.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
All right, we'll see you the same time next week, Richard.
Look forward to it, Paul.